Check. Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Scheman and Shepherd.
That boy's good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Well, hello to you, Southwest Florida. It is another terrific Tuesday, and we are thrilled to be here. We are hopeful that you are glad to be here as well at 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. We got Chris on the other side of the glass. You can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. Follow me at CraigESPN. Follow Pete Shepherd at PShep326. A lot going on. Being a Tuesday, well, that means it's a Red Alert Tuesday. We've got Master Pete Theater. We got Wikipedia. We got a whole bunch of fun. And more details coming up in case you missed it yesterday. We have a new game show, if you will, that we're going to do a game feature every Friday. So stay tuned for more details on that. Pete Shepherd, how are you today?
Kidding me? What is it? 84 degrees outside?
Can I say
it? Serious?
Can I say it's getting a little too hot?
Stop it! Never. Never. Never, never, never.
There.
Make the water warmer for the beach anyway. Maybe I'll be able to go in next week.
You didn't go in past your knees. It's too cold.
I went up to my waist.
Really?
I was afraid of shrinking. Permanent. Permanent.
Well, because so it was cold.
It was cold. But you know, it was refreshing, though.
If you go into the waist, then you've done the hard part. Every guy knows what the hard part is.
Yeah.
Once that's under, yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, next time I'll go under.
Wow.
I've been in colder water than that.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, not for a long time, but I've been in it. Anyway, what a day.
We got a lot to do. There's a lot of NFL. There's some great college football news. We never let that season die down. Should we take care of our business first? I mean, today is Jennifer Aniston's birthday.
Oh,
normally, we save this kind of information for what you got at the end of the show. She's 51.
Amazing.
And then one of us, who I shall not name publicly, asked, well, which Jen wears 50 better, J-Lo or Jennifer Aniston?
Two Jens.
Two Jens, both in their early 50s, both strong. We're going to put that on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll today.
Yeah, love that.
And just kind of let that dangle out there and see what happens over the next few
hours. Remember Jennifer Aniston's first ever appearance. And I wasn't it was hard, at the time of this horror movie when she was in Leprechaun, the first one. Yes. That's the only one that's good. They made like, I don't know, five of them, I think.
There was a Leprechaun 5?
Something like that. I think there were three. There were at least three. And I only saw the first one because I know it got, after she wasn't, it got stupid. But that was like the first time I ever saw it. And how old was she then? I think she was like 16.
Now, her dad is a famous soap opera actor.
Yeah.
Is it Don Aniston? I can't remember. I can picture his face. He was on Days of Our Lives or something for like 30 years. I don't know if he's still with us or not. But that's how presumably she got her break into the business. And, of course, yeah. J-Lo on the other side coming off of her halftime show of the Super Bowl, where she's obviously been in the gym crunching, got those abs of steel. That's hard to get at age 50.
It's hard to get ever.
Yeah. Oh, I have them. I've got a six-pack. I just can't see it.
No.
I have
it. It's there.
I have
it. No, it's not.
It's there.
I have an ab of steel.
You have an abacus.
Ab.
Yeah.
Mine goes straight from skin gut, to internal organs. There's no muscle there anymore.
No muscle there anymore?
Nothing. Oh, God, that hurts.
Now, there's like two separate layers of fat on the ab area, as I understand it. There's the layer under the skin, that's what you get lipoed out if you're so inclined.
Okay.
Then there's the muscle wall, and then there's more what they call brown fat, which is really what makes guys get that big round tummy in their middle to older
ladder,
age.
Yeah.
There's like, and it's pushing all the organs out of the way, the stomach and the liver and everything just kind of expands.
Oh.
So lipo won't fix that. If you got that going, that's there. You got diet and exercise to get rid of that.
But Jennifer Aniston's dad, he was a Greek-born actor, John Aniston, and her mom was an actress, Nancy Dow.
Yeah.
As well.
All right. Well, I mentioned the two ladies in their 50s, and then I saw Chris walking down the hall. I said, you're probably not interested in that conversation, because he's an ageist.
Mm. I'm not an ageist.
Particularly when it comes to the female persuasion.
I am not.
I think you are.
You're so off base with that.
Really?
Yes.
In fact, her mom has passed away a few years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
She was in the Beverly Hillbillies.
Her mom?
Yep. The Wild Wild West and the Ice House.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm definitely not an ageist.
Really?
Okay. Absolutely not.
All right. So how are we going to word this, or have we worded it on
the
poll already?
It's worded.
Got the two gens in their 50s.
Which Jennifer is a better 50?
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez, 51, or Jennifer Aniston, 51, or Jennifer Lopez, 50.
All right. I'm predicting
wrong answer, by the
way. No, there is no wrong answer.
No wrong answer.
I'm curious.
I'm predicting the total may set a record. I think our record had nothing to do with sports. I think it was Freebird versus some songs Pete made up.
It was over 1,000. No, it was Born
to Run. We've done over 1,000 a couple times.
Yeah, one was the music one.
Our normal Twitter polls between 200 and 300.
Yeah.
But
sports related.
I expect this to be a little higher. No, the sports related ones are always
lower.
Pretty much every time they're in the 100s.
Yeah. I mean, 200 is a good day for a sports question. We go off sports topic, it blows up. So guess what we're going to do today?
Off sports.
Yeah.
Swish a bake on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Wife and kids are sick. Last time I missed the show for those unappreciative people.
Well, he texted in earlier and said he missed the show yesterday. Wanted to know if Craig could ask Chris if he saw the Duke UNC game.
I did cover that.
And I texted back, you missed the show yesterday. Oh, okay. We're not going to get into that again. In fact, Duke has since played another game that we can get into if we want, because I correctly told everybody to take the 7.5 points with Florida State.
Swisher Bakes, since you were taking care of your wife and kids, you can ask any question about Duke you want, including how North Carolina failed twice in the same game to close them out.
Duke started off on fire. They were blowing them out of the building in the first 5 minutes.
Listen to the podcast, Swisher Bake.
At 993ESPN.com.
Or on iTunes.
I'm actually excited about this TNT doubleheader tonight. This is some two really good games.
Good games tonight.
Clippers at the Sixers, where the Sixers hardly ever lose. And then the Celtics at Houston. The Celtics have everybody back for the second game.
Would you be as excited if the Celtics were not involved in the doubleheader tonight?
Yes, I would.
Would you be promoting it with the same vigor?
I would. Depending on who they're playing.
I call BS.
No, if they were playing the Lakers, I'd be excited about it.
What if it was Lakers-Bucks instead of?
Absolutely. That's a great game. Absolutely.
Bucks winning without Giannis last night. He had a baby.
What are they, 7-0 this year without Giannis?
They don't need him.
They don't need the guy. It's unbelievable. The last two times, so the Bucks won, and I believe the last time Giannis missed a game, Chris Middleton went for 51.
Yeah. He did.
It's a joke.
And then, who's the other guy? He missed another game, and their other teammate went for like 40-something.
It's crazy.
Forget who went off. Yeah.
So, yeah, doubleheader on TNT, as Chris alluded to. Won again last night. You know, I let Chris cover it. You know, he's got the Sports Center rundown. Yeah. I don't want to steal
that's
his
not
stutter.
In my Sports Center
that's
rundown.
Probably
no, that's
your
not
lead story. Because I got to be honest, there's not really a big lead story out there.
You give Duke a lot of credit for the reasons. They could have mailed it in last night, have been haphazard about it, blah, blah. They came out on fire. So that's a credit to their character, I will say that. A lot of teams, because Chris pointed out a lot of good points. I just thought, they don't lose to Florida State at home. Some ridiculous record at home against them, like 21-0 or 22-0, and they're 40-10 against them lifetime. Right. And they came out on fire. They did. Got to get Florida State's a good team.
Coach K complaining after the game about his fan base again.
We're going to hear that.
He's becoming a little crotchety old man. Did you get the Red Sox thing, by the way?
I just got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Renicky?
Renicky, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody knows. They don't know how to spell anything up there in the Northeast. Renicky, Haba.
Renicky. That looks like Renicky.
Doesn't sound like Renicky.
Don't you remember Gary Renicky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's his son.
Who do you play for?
Padres.
The Tigers.
Baltimore. A lot of teams, but yeah.
Shoot.
All right. Well, I'm curious to see what Chris's lead story. I know there's a big trade in the WNBA, so let it fire away here. Time now for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
We won't start with the WNBA. We'll start with soccer. Hertha Berlin head coach Jürgen Klinsmann has left his role at the Bundesliga club after less than 3 months in charge, saying, quote, I took over a suicide mission. Be gone with yourself. Jürgen.
Be gone with yourself is his go-away line? I love that.
I added that. LSU and Florida State, they've announced that they will open up the 2022 season and 2023 season Labor Day weekend against each other. And Houston linebacker Ayaba Anoba has been dismissed from the program. The school announced today he was dismissed from Alabama in 2018.
What do you want to do, redshirt?
He redshirted last year for the Cougs.
Was he one of those that started the season and just mailed it in and said, all of a sudden redshirting?
He was dismissed from Alabama after playing 3 games as a freshman before the redshirt 4-game rule was put in. So he had to redshirt last season. And
so was he a bad seed?
It would appear that way. Right, I don't know anything about him.
How many votes we got already?
30, almost 40.
In three minutes.
Yeah. And Jennifer Anderson's jumped out to a big lead at 49 votes all jumped from 81.6% Jennifer Aniston.
God, you guys are my guys. Love that.
This is great.
I'm Aniston over Lopez for what it's worth. Yes.
I was torn. I really am.
They're both gorgeous.
I went with J-Lo.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's
close. It's six of one, half dozen the other.
Yeah, it's even closer than that.
It is. All right, we've got some college football news I'm pretty excited about. If you are a Florida State fan or an LSU fan,
both, or just a college football,
or football fan.
Yeah. College football fan in general. They have just announced a 2-game neutral site series. And the good news is we don't have to wait till the year 2030 for it. It's 2022 and 2023. And Florida State and LSU presumably going to open up the seasons against each other.
Yes, they will.
Listen to this. So LSU plays Texas in Tiger Stadium week 2 this fall. Then this run on season openers. Check this out. 2021, they go to the Rose Bowl to play at UCLA. 2022, it's Florida State in New Orleans. Then 2023, as you just said, in Orlando against Florida State. 2024, home versus UCLA. 2025 at Clemson, 2026 hosting Clemson. That's a good run.
That's nice.
Yeah.
They figured it out.
Nobody's gonna question their scheduling.
Meanwhile, UCF is playing FIU in a home and home and that kind of stuff.
Well, it was a home and home. They won't do 2-for-1s at UCF.
No, that's
really, right.
They're going to regret that Florida deal from last year, turning that down.
That decision could set them back 5 to 10 years.
I think you're right.
Yes?
Yep. Yeah, they're going to regret that.
I mean, we're not talking about it anymore. They're not going undefeated anymore. They're not a thing.
Nope. Especially with the Gators' chance to win the national championship this year, I think, and they're going to be in the hunt for the next, several years, I think.
That's really too bad.
Yep.
Also, the coaching staff for Ed Orgeron is filling out. We know that Bo Pelini was brought in to run the defense, and now we have Scott Linehan is now coming in to replace Joe Brady and be the passing coordinator, for better or for worse.
Wasn't he the Cowboys OC back in the 90s?
Cowboys, Lions. Yep. I mean, he's been around
the block. He's been around, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you bring in a 60-year-old and have an innovative offense.
And still, Steve Ensminger is still there.
He's the OC.
He's the OC. That's his title. They're not going to take that away from him. Yeah, I maybe what we bring in a Scott Linehan, you say, all right, watch our tape. Watch how Joe Brady did it.
Do that.
And don't give me any guff when it's, second and one and you want to run the ball. And Ed Orgeron says, we're going to throw it. We're going to throw it vertical. You're going to throw it vertical. Or else we're going to be looking for a new coach. God, I love doing Ed Orgeron. I haven't done Ed Orgeron's voice in 2 months. Oh, feels like football season. How many days do we have?
About 250, somewhere
200?
Around there?
At some point today, I've just come across an unbelievable site that is definitely going to tie in a little bit. You're going to love this. At some point, when we get a little goofy.
J-Lo versus Jennifer Aniston?
No, but they could be in this. I haven't seen all of them.
Fantastic.
What? The 35 of the most paused movie scenes in Hollywood history.
Whoa!
Oh, I like that. That's a list.
Monsters Ball's got to be in there.
Basic Instinct. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, this is an awesome. Oh, my Lord.
I come up with my own list of
what
this.
A great list. And it goes from G movies to R.
Oh, really?
So it's not just,
You start out soft.
Well,
I mean,
hold on.
Define soft.
Hold on.
Easygoing.
Hold
family
on.
Friendly is what I meant.
No.
Then finish.
Not necessarily.
Finish.
I gotta see if these are ranked.
Finisher. All right.
That's a great list.
That's a lot more interesting than the list I had prepared for the 2:30 segment.
Well, that's fine.
Do you want to do it next?
Yeah, we got love. Any list is good.
I like that. My list was the real reason why Tom Brady's leaving New England. I'll share it with everybody. It's, you know, football related. But
anyway. Are we going to do this every day?
What?
Until Tom Brady signs somewhere?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, today he's going to the Chargers. Don't you know it's done?
It's a today, done deal today,
today he's
right?
Going to Chargers, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Ron Renicki is going to be the interim manager of the Red Sox.
Didn't you mention that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you did? Yeah. And,
no.
And,
okay.
And here's
pitchers
the
and catchers report tomorrow.
But interesting. Yeah. Tell them why
here's
it's interim.
Why. Here's
this
why.
This is interesting.
Well, it makes sense because MLB is still investigating, number one, the Red Sox. Two, they have not technically punished Alex Cora yet. And if Cora doesn't get punished, which I don't see happening, but if he doesn't, then the Red Sox may want him back after he's suspended.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
So, yeah, it could be, but that's why.
There was no wrongdoing.
And it wouldn't matter who they signed. It would have been the same. Yeah, so.
All right.
Who knows?
Very good. Let's see here.
We got Swordfish, most paused movie scenes.
It's Halle Berry, right?
Yes. Halle Berry should make two appearances on this list.
Really?
Two.
Oh, yeah. Well, one for it. One, yeah, when she's sitting back in the space movie with John Travolta, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Well, that's Swordfish.
Yeah.
Swordfish, yeah.
Yeah, that's Swordfish.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Monster's Ball. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I almost feel like we should break early so we come back and have time for this. He says top 35?
That's going to be a long segment.
That might be a, yeah, it's going to be long. And, I mean, Pete sometimes has lists that are long. This might be.
These are 35,
there might be a payoff
here. These are all. This is a great list. 35 of them. Top 35 of the most paused movie scenes in Hollywood history.
I had.
How do you collect that data?
Magic.
It's all opinion.
It's all opinion.
It's not the most paused. It's what should be the most paused.
According to whoever wrote this.
According
article.
To the author. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Pete Shepard, I had two lists ready to go, which is rare for me. I think Pete Shepard one-upped me right off
well, no,
the get-go.
No. Sorry.
No, this is way more interesting.
Some are nude stuff, but most of it isn't. I'll be honest with you. Most of it isn't.
Really?
I thought that was the whole premise.
No, there's a good share of it, but.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Well. I think, unless you want to talk quarterbacks right now in the NFL, quarterback roulette, we could break early and do this.
Quarterback roulette.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, Miami Dolphin.
Well, now the Cowboys said today now they don't want to franchise the young man.
Why are you talking like Jerry Jones?
What did he say? What did he say? He said, Don't get lippy with me.
There was a report that Prescott's people were asking for $40 million a year. Cowboys were offering $35 a year. Some of that has been debunked. I think Taysom Hill is really wanting to be a full-time starter. He's ready to leave the Saints. He was the Saints' plan. And Sean Payton said, we think somebody's going to offer him. He's a restricted free agent, but somebody will offer him. They'll have to match. But he wants an opportunity, even if it means leaving the Saints. He said this. He wants to go and be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And another report saying Cam Newton's future with the Panthers remaining uncertain. Cam is all in on coming back verbally. It doesn't seem like they're all in on wanting him back. They just changed coaches and tight ends. Why bring back the quarterback? It's time to start over. I think
it's so strange, some of the quarterbacks hanging out there this year, particularly Cam and Derek Carr. Just a big cloud over both of those franchises.
I think Carr's getting tired of it because it's every year.
It's every year with Carr.
And plus, John Gruden doesn't help because he loves every quarterback.
But you factor in all of this, free agents in March, QBs, Brady, Breeze, Prescott, Tannehill, Rivers, Winston, Bridgewater, Mariota, and Case Keenum. Wasn't too long ago, Case Keenum was the highest paid, right, for like a day?
Was it close to
No, Case never was highest
paid. Well, he got a crap load of money, though.
Yeah, he did.
He got a lot from Denver.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous, the amount of money he got. That set the tone.
Yeah, but he was coming off an NFC Championship game performance.
He cashed in at the right time.
Yeah. Where he got lucky because Stephon Diggs scored a touchdown in the Miracle of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It's all right.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Let's do this. Let's come back. We'll have Pete's list.
My list?
Well, you're the one that found it. We got to give you credit.
Well, no, but I mean,
this isn't you.
What about your list?
Well, I have a list about the main reason that Tom Brady's leaving the New England Patriots, and then I've got another.
I'm curious to hear that.
I've got another.
Is this your own list?
This
that
is
made up.
No, this is my interpretation of another list I found, and I'll share.
I say we do that first.
Why?
I don't know.
Why don't we save it for later?
All right.
I have another list.
Fine.
That I found today. I found very intriguing. Now that Bob Knight and IU have Heather Smooch Fest, this is the top five remaining grudges in college basketball. I found that to be
a
fascinating list that we'll do later on.
That's a good
college
list.
College basketball list?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Grudges still in effect in college basketball. So we could do that, but I still think Pete's list is more intriguing here. Most paused scenes in cinema coming off of the Oscars.
Top 35 of the most paused movie scenes in Hollywood history.
And you say in a grown-up fashion, this isn't just nude scene. Are you okay in there?
Did you what happened?
Yeah, I turned my chair and my chair hit my
he's
mic.
He's spinning around like a child.
Take the pen out of your mouth.
Or like Kruger smoothing. How many times can he smooth a circle around in his chair without touching
it? He almost hit the pen into the microphone, which would have jammed right through his lip.
That would have been funny.
Keep waiting for you guys to go to break. You've been teasing it for about 6 minutes now.
Yeah, but now it's actually time to go to break.
Now it's time to go to break. And we can't do Pete Shepard's list anymore.
Oh, yes.
Your fault, not mine.
What do you mean we can't do my list?
Not in the next segment.
Here's a reminder that you can stream Sheeman and Shepard wherever you are at 99.3 ESPN, at the 99.3 ESPN app.
You got it?
And at 99.3ESPN.com. All streaming is brought to you by our good friends at Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Pete's Cinema List next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Tuesday. That also means it's a Red Alert Tuesday next hour, Masterpiece Theater, and we've got a lot of lists today.
Yeah, I've found another great one. Sports one.
I guess we're just going to do all lists for four
You like this one, Chris. Top 25.
The next 6 months of sports radio.
Top 25.
Listen to our
but
list.
It's fascinating, though. Top 25 best NFL non-champs.
Okay, so a lot of Dan Marino on there. Great.
No, not really.
Do my Lions even make one?
No, God, no.
I'm not telling you.
What Lions team would make that list?
The 91 or an early 70s team.
This does span teams from the 60s all the way to the present day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Super Bowl
I don't
era.
Know. I've only seen about five of them
like
so far.
Like back when we didn't have wild cards and all that. Maybe just a game short. Maybe a year the Lions finished a game behind the Bears, but we're pretty good.
Oh, speaking of wild card, did you see Trevor Bauer's tweet to the commissioner?
No.
He called him a joke.
Oh, yeah, about Major League Baseball? Yeah.
Oh.
Pitcher for the Reds.
Yeah.
He's got a temper on him. Remember, he got traded away from Cleveland because he decided to chuck a baseball over the center field fence from the pitchers.
I remember that. All right, shall we not delay to get the first list underway?
I got it.
Pete Shepard, the most paused scenes in cinema. So this is not at
35.
The theater. You'd have to be at home with your
35 of the most paused movie scenes in Hollywood
and you,
history.
You said for the people to get their mind out of the gutter, this isn't necessarily all nude scenes.
No. Not all this.
And now, a list.
Go ahead.
Well, and this isn't, I don't think this is any particular order. No, this is not from Mr. Skin, okay? It's from a site called, you've interviewed Mr. Skin. He's great. We should get him on. He is hysterical.
Yeah, it works on this show.
Oh, it definitely works on this show. Absolutely does. All right, first one is actually, and I remember this, you probably don't remember this movie, Scanners. You know who was in it? One of your favorite Top Gun actors. What's his name?
Tom Cruise.
No, Val Kilmer.
Not Val.
What's his name? Who played
Goose?
Tom Skerritt.
Not Tom Skerritt. What's his name? Michael Ironside.
good lord. You just mentioned the entire cast.
I didn't even know who Michael Ironside is.
Yes, you do. Tom Skerritt's partner is the other.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Viper.
No, Viper's Tom Skerritt, I think.
No, that's Tampa Bay.
No, Viper. Yeah. He's call sign. No, he is call sign Viper.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I forget what the other.
I feel like we're going to need a review.
Anyway, yeah, we got to go.
Anyway, so Scanners 1981, while it's not the most recognizable film, unless Scanners certainly developed a strong fan base in the 81 release.
Never heard of it.
It's basically, this guy could control minds and blow your head up. The following scene has been paused so much due to the gory nature of it, it won't spoil it for you, but it involves someone's head. It happens so fast, you simply have to rewind and pause to get the full effect.
Somebody's head blowing up?
Remember Michael Ironside's character? He could, read into people's minds, but if you went up against another scanner guy who could resist, it would cause... It blew up like a pumpkin. I remember that.
Huh.
All right. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, of course.
There's no way he's getting through this list.
No way.
No, well, so we all remember Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool.
Yes. There's a poster of it in a room now across the hall.
Yeah, Haney's got a bit of an obsession with that lady.
Really?
Yeah.
Phoebe Cates?
Yeah.
Fantastic. She was also in Gremlins after that. And after that, she was in
the
another...
80s called. Hello.
It's timeless, Craig.
Then, of course, the first Wild Thing. Some unbelievable footage there. Yep, with Denise Richards and Neve Campbell sharing a passionate kiss in the pool. Mm. Who could forget that?
Yep.
Interesting movie. And you have to watch that all the way to the credits. At the end, because the whole plot, it tells you that you learn more in the ending credits because it goes back flashbacks. About 10 of them.
No.
Basic Instinct, of course, 1992 with Sharon Stone. That would be tame today. Lame. I mean, it would be tame today. Crossing the Lake scene, we all remember that.
Still plays.
First of all, it's a really good movie.
No, it pauses.
Yeah, you're right. Then it plays.
Cabin in the Woods, believe it or not, 2012. During a scene where scientists are working out what could happen to the main characters, a whiteboard can be seen detailing a list of creatures being controlled by the scientists. So many viewers have paused this scene to get a closer look at which monsters are actually on the list.
It
says the scarecrow folk, snowman, dragon, bat, vampires, dismemberment goblin, sugar plum fairy, merman, the reanimated
merman,
the doctors, Wizard of Oz, 1939.
What?
The strangest observance someone made was in the background while Dorothy and her friends were walking down the yellow brick road. Although the official story described the figure in the background as a bird, many viewers have developed a theory that it's actually a munchkin that hung himself. It certainly puts a dark spin on the scene.
No, stop it.
Oh, no, you can...
There's some dark stories with the munchkins, Chris.
You have to see the picture of it. If you see the picture, it does look like that. Plus, they molested Judy Garland in that movie.
There was a lot going on.
What happened?
Oh yeah, here's a picture of the munchkin.
That's not a bird.
Teen Wolf, 1985.
Teen Wolf.
Michael J. Fox. But the movie ends pretty predictably. But what many viewers noticed was that the celebration scene at the end of the movie, it appears that a random guy is standing in the background with his pants down. The Little Mermaid, 1989. Yes.
I don't see it.
2D animation, simply the norm. Little Mermaid was a quintessential Disney film of the 80s. However, the film wasn't without its fair share of references and shots that were inappropriate back then, never mind today. For example, Ariel given human legs, the viewer sees way too much of her for a children's movie. Can't believe that an animated Disney movie was able to produce this. And it is interesting.
Yeah.
Jester, thank you, 813. That's
Jester,
your new
name. That's right. Fight Club. Some brutal adult imagery there.
People pause that?
Yeah, it's not a good one. Total Recall, Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Take this scene, for example, which shows a woman who happens to have three of a specific kind of body part.
Oh, yeah.
Reviewers are pretty happy to skim through the entire movie. Most probably had to do a double take when they saw this. If you're able to unpause this bizarre moment, it actually is a pretty funny movie.
I got
to
tell you,
I remember
parental slip up on that one. My wife was letting my son watch that movie, and then that scene came on.
Which movie?
Was it PG or R? Total Recall.
Oh, okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger with a chick
was
with
that
the three breasts.
Yeah.
Was that R or PG?
I've never really seen it, but that's all right.
But remember, back in my day,
it had to be at least PG-13.
I remember seeing Logan's Run, and that was PG. I remember Logan's Run, and they went to this ice area. I forget, everybody was frozen. It was all a bunch of naked women frozen. That was PG back then.
Wow.
It was art.
It was art.
Yeah. Psycho, 1960, the original. Press, Anthony Perkins, right?
Yeah.
What's the scene? During the closing scenes of the 1960 movie, Bates is arrested, taken to jail. The pause scene we are building to is when Bates looks straight at the camera. Viewers can briefly see the image of a skull layered over his face.
Oh, special effects.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
The Lion King.
What do we
see? Where Mufasa and Sarabi are sitting on the rock, and their son Simba was previously presented to the animal kingdom, and they gaze to the stars. Many believe that upon pausing, the dust and falling stars clearly spell out a specific three-letter word. I've heard this before.
What's
not
the
spell
three
it out.
Letter word?
I'll tell you off the air.
What's the first letter of the three little word?
I'm not going to tell
three
you.
Three letter word.
I forget what it is, but it's you'll see it. Boogie Nights is in there. Viewers couldn't help but pause. A number of moments in the movie, but arguably the most pauses when Diggler bears all for the crew. It turns out that whatever was underneath was actually
prosthetic. Dirk Diggler.
Yes. How about this? Tron from 1982, the original. You see that, what is it? In one of the scenes of the movie, David Warner, who plays a character, Ed Dillinger, can be seen with the gameplay of the classic video game Pac-Man.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, yeah, so it's kind of lame.
Love Pac-Man.
Star Wars A New Hope, which is something about a stormtrooper that accidentally got in. Phantom Menace. Now, this is one I have to go back and pause because this is hysterical, kind of. When that scene where they're all... at the Galactic Senate, there's a group of aliens in one of those pods that, you know, and they all look like E.T. You really have to pause.
Really?
Yeah, it's three of them. They all look like E.T.
These are the most paused scenes in cinema, according to Pete Shepard's list.
Well, it's not my list. This is
outran the list music. Just saying.
Let's see. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Remember this? About the red-haired woman dressed in Jessica?
Yeah, I remember.
There's a scene
movie.
Where the animated character perhaps reveals a bit more than viewers might have anticipated. However, it's important to remind viewers that she is not real, which can be easy to forget. Let's see. Three Men and a Baby, no. Jurassic World, no. Iron Man is a Captain Man. Man of Snow.
Yes.
The Rescuers. I'm trying to get to some good ones here. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
One of the most, despicable villains is Dr. Rene Belloc. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah.
Roland Freeman plays a nefarious character in the first movie. A classic pause moment sees Belloc manage to deliver some brilliant lines, despite the fact that a fly ended up crawling into his mouth, which they show.
I remember that.
I remember
that scene.
Yep.
Good job acting.
Yep. Finding Dory. It's this.
It's a new Pixar movie.
The niece of the... I know that. No, the niece
Finding
of the,
Dory?
I actually like that movie.
Yeah, it's
the
Finding niece, Nemo's.
Yeah, that's not new.
The niece of scientist Darla can be seen in the photo on the wall
For
during
Pete
the
Shepherd?
Scene. No, I've seen it. I've seen this one. I'm not going
right?
to play it.
I haven't seen Finding Dory. I never saw it. What's the point?
The not Exorcist. That great.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that. The Exorcist. Does Ellen DeGeneres also do the voice for that, too?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's kind of... I understand why they do it. I understand the whole idea behind the sequel. You've already established the characters. You know that it's going to show well at the box office, but you're forcing it. Like, the story was about a dad swimming across the Pacific Ocean to find his kid and bring him back home. The story was done. Close the book on it. It was a nice story. Now we don't have to go and find Dory's parents as well.
Wow.
It's too much.
We have numerous people texting on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line that the word in Lion King and the stars was sex, S-E-X, which you can say, which 239 says it's ironic because Pete is currently doing an ad in which he says sex in a commercial, but
yes,
can't say that here. Well,
no,
I don't think
it wasn't.
You can remember.
No,
Blue Chew.
Actually, I could. The word wasn't in this. I think it is right. It is sex. I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was something dirtier than that.
Yeah.
Nothing so really wrong with it. Suicide Squad. My computer froze.
I knew that was coming.
Speaking of, are you going to go see Harley Quinn in the Blue Bonnets or whatever it is?
I'll wait.
What?
The Blue Bonnet? No, I'll
is
wait
that
for
movie?
That one.
Mm-hmm. About what?
Harley Quinn.
I'll wait for that one.
The lover of Joker?
Oh.
Wolf of Wall Street.
I'll pass. I didn't even see Joker.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
During one of the movie's classic scenes, Margot Robbie's character, speaking of Harley Quinn, teases Leo as Jordan Belfort, so much so that viewers couldn't help but pause at the boiling point of this steamy scene.
Yeah, it was in the daughter's room, which is a little weird, but still, it was a great scene.
Right, that's really? It.
Have you seen that movie, Craig?
No. What's it called?
Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
Fantastic.
No.
Absolutely
not
fantastic.
Not a kid movie.
No.
Right?
That is,
if you've got yourself 2.5 hours, though,
yeah,
Rent it. Do whatever you got to do.
Really?
Non-stop.
Spectacular movie.
Really? Non-stop. It is.
Absolutely it is. Spectacular.
It's brilliant.
Okay.
Right from the beginning.
All
right. Right from the beginning. Oh,
that's yeah, it. Pretty much right from the beginning. It's fantastic. Boo.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Yeah. You're having lunch. Pete, I saw this today while working. It's a Hummer down by the H-U-M-A-A-H.
It's a Hummer.
A New York place.
It's a Hummer, but the license plate is H-U-M-A-A-H. Hummer by the
You still haven't seen Godzilla yet. You have to see it. I don't care if
which
you've
Godzilla?
The last one that came out.
I saw the originals when it came
with
out.
Matthew Broderick?
I just want you to fast forward to the last 20 minutes when he comes out of the harbor and fights at Fenway
Park. Didn't he destroy Boston or
destroyed
something?
Destroyed Boston.
It seems like I've seen
destroyed
this.
My old name. No, you didn't see it yet. You didn't see
sounds
it.
A lot like the ending of
all you got to do is just, I just want you to fast forward to the last 20 minutes. That's all you have to see. You'll crack. You'll
Ted
laugh your
2,
head.
Right?
You'll laugh your head off.
One of the
Ted 2 is where Ted gets ripped up at Fenway Park, right?
They Ooh. Rip up the teddy bear?
Ted 2?
Oh, Ted 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, stuffing goes everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he die?
No, I came back to life. He made it.
Stuff them back together?
He made it, yeah.
All right.
Well, Johnny had to wish that he came to life again.
Really?
Or no, Mila Kunis' character, I believe, wished it. Full circle.
Big fan.
Thing of beauty.
All right, is that it for our list?
That's for that list, yeah.
All right, we have several more lists.
Great, can't wait.
The number one reason why Tom Brady is not coming back to the Patriots. We've got the top five grudges in college basketball now that you could cross Bob Knight and IU off the list. And I think Pete has the best Super Bowl best teams never to win a Super Bowl.
Top 25 best NFL non-chips.
Don't forget, we've got Red Alert. That's kind of another list.
Are the 07 Patriots on that list?
What's that?
Are the 07 Patriots on that list?
Possibly.
Probably at the very top of that list.
Probably. Possibly.
Wow. Surprise!
Sorry!
All right. So we got all that coming up here on a big Tuesday. Sound Street is next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
NBA last night, the Miami Heat beat up on the Warriors 113-101. Klay Thompson honoring his former teammate and now Miami Heat player Andre Iguodala in the pregame on NBC Sports Bay.
Obviously, it's a special night for Dub Nation. We got one of the greatest Warriors in the history of the organization back, called the Swiss Army Knife. One of my favorite teammates of all time. He made, you know, me, Steph, and Draymond and Looney's job so much easier, as well as Coach Kerr and all the coaching staff. So we're indebted to this man for what he gave us, and it's good to have you back, Dre. And I can't wait to see your jersey in the Raptors one of these days, bro.
Is he Raptor worthy?
Depends.
Hmm. Okay.
It depends.
I mean, he's great, like, you know, glue guy.
You're going to have a lot of... There'll be five guys from those teams. Well, no, KD won't get put up there, so he'll be the third.
I don't think KD should
be. Yeah, KD won't get up there.
He might be. I might disagree with that. I might think he will. I don't think he should be. There was talk about that when he left.
Well, he was there for 3 years, and they won 2.
I know. That's not jersey worthy or rafter worthy.
Well, he's not getting it hung in OKC, so will Kevin Durant not have a jersey anywhere?
Oh, Brooklyn will put it up. Oh, that's right. They'll never win. But
Brooklyn will never win anything.
Yeah, just once they get rid of Kyrie.
Where will his jersey be put up in any place?
Cleveland.
Here's Iguodala excited what the Heat can do this spring. That means the playoffs, people.
Oh, it felt really good. You know, just seeing, what sets we're going to be running, you know, where to find the spacing and where to be. I think he and I really didn't do too much, which was good. We still got a good win. So, you know, we're still going to be able to add so many different layers with so many different guys. And then we got Tyler, who's still out. And then we got a few other guys that, you know, we're getting back in a place that are in the rotation. So really looking forward to, you know, what lies ahead.
All right. Meanwhile, another news in the NBA last night. The Bucks beat the Kings 123-111. Bucks won without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Took the day off. He had a baby. Well, not him, but his girlfriend and or wife or whatever his situation is. They had a baby. So he didn't play, and they still won, which is what they do without Giannis, amazingly. Chris Middleton says winning without Giannis just validates that they're the best team.
That's what it's all about, who has the best team. We definitely feel like we got one of the best players out there, and he wasn't out there tonight, but we still think we have one of the best teams in the league. And teams may think they might be able to, you know, steal one away when he's not out there or other guys, but that's what motivates us, to let them know that we're still a complete team. We're an even better team when he's out there, but when he's not out there, we can still hold it down.
And then if it's not Greek Freak, it's Middleton, Bledsoe last night. Does he have a chance to get, I don't know, comeback player of the year? I don't know what you give him, but, man, he's been unbelievable. Maybe the most underrated person that's not talked about enough on that team. It's been amazing.
All right, let's move on to college basketball. Duke won again. Boy, Duke's red hot. Oh, they destroyed the Tar Heels. Now they're beating Florida State.
Destroyed the Tar Heels? They won by a point.
Yeah, but
in overtime.
But you had massive leads in regulation.
That's
overtime.
Not what you said, Craig. You said that they blew out the Tar Heels, which is factually inaccurate and pretty irresponsible to be throwing that sort of accusation
Tar Heels
around.
Tar Heels actually were blowing out Duke.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, so it was a
monster. You know what it is? You know what it is? You're getting IU, Purdue, and North Carolina Duke confused. That's okay.
Oh, okay.
Ouch.
Here's Coach K. Remember, he got on the camera crazies. He got on the Cameron Crazies a few games ago, and now he's saying that the fans need to be more appreciative of this team's efforts.
God, stop it.
You know, I think our fans need to know what the hell happened, you know? Yeah, come on. Not that they were good, but come on. You know, come on. We have a really young team. They're playing against a top 10 team, a team that can win the Final Four after just winning. Come on. You know, just, you know, we don't go to the supermarket and buy these things, you know, like, and they weren't bad. I'm not saying, but you got to be even more hungry.
You what is he talking
more,
about?
Even
I don't
more
know.
Appreciative. Not of me. I don't need anything. I got everything
like
I
it.
Want with my team. I don't give it. I got everything.
I don't understand. I watched.
What did that mean?
95% of that game.
He said nothing.
I watched start to finish 95% of that game.
The fans were fine.
The fans seemed fine to me. I didn't hear any excessive booing or anything like that. I thought they were. I mean, there was some monster plays in that game by both teams. There was some unbelievable give and goes and alley oops and dunks and all that stuff. But what is he talking about?
He's losing.
What? Coach K, Siri, what the hell are you talking about?
It's getting up there, man. Happens to everybody.
Grocery store.
Come on.
He almost said fudge, but he didn't.
Is he coaching Team USA this year?
No.
Okay,
no.
He's done with that.
Pops?
Jay Wright is. Jay Wright's running.
Jay Wright, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Pops.
Oh,
with
Jay
Pops
Wright.
And what's his name for the Hawks? Yeah.
That's a handsome basketball coach right there.
Yeah.
Jay Wright?
Yeah.
Well, I got no problem with that.
I mean, I think him and Quinn Snyder out in Utah, I mean.
What hair? Oh, great. I wish I had that hair.
Great hair. Oh. It's got gel, and you can tell it's got some product, but that's good hair without product
as well.
He doesn't need
it.
He doesn't need it, but it does enhance. It enhances.
Well, we're not putting them on a poll. Our poll is J-Lo or Jennifer Aniston, who turns 51 today, who's the better Jen in her 50s. Mm-hmm. And sadly, we're out of time for Red Sox Sound.
On Mookie Betts, so.
Does he say Chaim? This is another stupid pronunciation.
No, it's not. It's a Hebrew name.
C-H-A-I-M.
Chaim. Chaim. It's actually the names of. It's actually the real first name of Gene Simmons, by the way.
Hmm. All right. So Gene Simmons insists the Red Sox will still be able
Bloom,
to
I
compete
mean,
this season.
I know they don't have any lot of Jewish people in Indiana.
Acquiring Alex Verdugo, Jeter Downs, and Connor Wong represents a major step forward for our talent base and will help us win consistently for many years.
Not this year.
We fully expect to compete in 2020. The frontline talent on our Major League roster can play with anybody. And we've worked all winter to improve our depth so that we can weather the ups and downs of the season. We will continue to support and add to this group however we can. This organization has shown a long-standing commitment to winning, and that commitment has not wavered. The main purpose of today's trade is to help us compete and win as much as possible for many years.
Well, no, the purpose of that trade was to get below the luxury tax.
Yeah, he's just being he's.
I mean, I get he has to spin it that way, but
it's a joke.
The purpose was to get below the luxury tax so they could go out and spend whatever they want next offseason.
Yep.
Which I haven't looked at free agents. I don't know if it's a great class or not.
No, but
you had a guy you developed from the draft.
A fifth rounder.
Spend money on him. That's who, what makes sense.
All they're doing is BSing everybody. They punted on this season. They're probably going to be, I mean, unless they get some, you know, unbelievable pitching.
Yep, pitching can neutralize everything.
I mean, they still have a pretty good lineup.
So but. Does Chame live by in Worcester?
He came from the the Tampa Bay Rays. He was there for a few years.
Who are just getting their front office is
getting?
It's a new AAA for the front offices of everybody else in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are putting it together with the Rays guy. The Red Sox are doing it. The Astros just hired somebody from the Rays front office. It's crazy.
Yep.
This should be like a moratorium.
The Brewers guy was at Houston before. Never mind.
The commissioner should step in, save the Tampa franchise.
The St. Pete. Why they're still? Rays.
It doesn't matter. They're still favored to finish second in the division, probably.
As they should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The number one reason TB12 is bolting from New England. Then I'm going to be done with New England sports
for
topics for today. Right. And we've got Red Alert. It's Red Alert Tuesday. And Pete Shepard has his selection for Master Pete Theater.
Yes, I do.
Another coming up. Stay tight. Hang tight, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.